Brief History of Rail Transport and U.S. Regulatory Oversight. Rail Transport History. In the U.S. and in Britain, Canada, and India, rail transport took off in the early part of the 19th century. Until the advance of highway systems in the mid-20th century, rail transport was the mode of choice for freight. Rail transport's relevance to the transportation industry waned through the 1980s, when rail was considered archaic and unable to meet the needs of modern freight. Many railroads were taken out of service and the tracks torn out in the U.S., the EU, and elsewhere. In the 1990s, rail transport's popularity for freight returned in the U.S., but is still lagging in redevelopment in the EU and many other countries as global trade and container shipping blossomed. Multimodal freight transport introduced a new reason to look at rail transport for freight. Containerization improved rail's flexibility, and multimodal containers and trailers now make up a significant portion of rail transport business. In the international transportation industry in the 2010s, railroads were used to move high tonnages of bulk freight between cities and states while producing a lower carbon footprint. Novak et al. In transportation. A global supply chain perspective noted that in 2020, rail's ROI rose to 11.23% in the U.S., making rail a more attractive investment. Railroads as of 2020 had 13.5 million multimodal loadings, which was down slightly from 2015 in part due to the even faster growth of other modalities.